Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We start this edition of The Week in Philly with the first week of the second administration of President Donald Trump. He was sworn in on Monday, and since then it has been a flurry of executive orders making a lot of changes. One of the biggest was an executive order targeting the concept of birthright citizenship, which is enshrined in the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. Now, several states, including New Jersey, sued to block this order, and on Thursday, a federal judge did indeed temporarily block the order. Now, this is a very fluid situation that has a long way to go to play out, but we wanted to learn about birthright citizenship and what is at stake here. So let's bring in Carol Nackenoff. She is Professor Emerita of Political Science at Swarthmore College. And Carol, first explain the concept of birthright citizenship to us as it relates to the 14th Amendment.
In the United States, birthright citizenship basically means that anybody born in the United States is a citizen of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. That's the first sentence of the 14th Amendment. That language was drafted in large part to deal with the Dred Scott decision of 1857, where Roger Taney wrote for the court, African Americans, whether free or enslaved, were never intended to be citizens, that the framers didn't envision that, and that they could not be citizens of the United States. So the 14th Amendment, one of the things it was trying to do was to erase that understanding and make formerly enslaved people citizens. There are exceptions because the phrase subject to the jurisdiction thereof had to be interpreted. So there are some categories of people, not very many, whose children, if born in the United States, would not be citizens. But those are very few exceptions. The court got a chance to really interpret what this meant in the case of Chinese in America. In the case of Wong Kim Ark, he won his case with the aid of some very impressive lawyers. And that case was a Supreme Court case, holding that because Wong Kim Ark was born in the United States, he was a citizen, period.
So what is the executive order that President Trump signed trying to argue? What is it saying trying to eliminate or change the idea of birthright citizenship?
Okay. So the executive order did, effective 30 days from its signing, tell the State Department and tell other officials not to issue social security numbers, birth certificates, presumably, and passports to the children of such people. The other thing the executive order did, and which makes it much wider, is that it also mentions people on who are here authorized to be here, such as students on F1 visas, workers on various kinds of visas. You know, there are some people who are allowed to work in the United States because they have some specialty that they couldn't find an American citizen to fill, and certain kinds of tourist visas. So people who are here with permission and who have children born in the United States are also, their children are being stripped of U.S. citizenship.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I think one response is it's just on the face of it unconstitutional. There are several things that are likely to happen, I think. The Supreme Court could just say, right on, fine, great, and just accept Trump's authority to do this. I don't think they will. I think at a minimum, they would say, this is not within the purview of the executive, and it goes too far. That leaves open, well, could Congress do it? Another thing that the court could do is say, well, Wong Kim Ark stands, but Wong Kim Ark's parents were here with the permission of the United States. They were here legally, and therefore, you can restrict citizenship to people who came here legally, which would not include all of the student visa and all that kind of stuff in the executive order. Or they could just uphold Wong Kim Ark. I don't know with this court. It's hard to say.
Thank you very much. That was Carol Nackenoff, Professor Emerita of Political Science at Swarthmore College. We have to take a break. We will have more of The Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.